I am ideal in all. Yes, I am ideal in all. Now, what more could I say to myself? What more could I do? And now I'll begin my walk and my talk and my sharing. I am my all. I am ideal in all. It's so easy to say, I am ideal in all, but is it easy to be ideal in all? In just one illustration, I look at my body, and do I see my body as ideal in all? Do I see every cell of my body ideal in all? Do I see every cell of my body radiating the purity and perfection that it is? Oh, my cells are magnificent, as all of ours are. Our cells do wonderful things. They are fantastically created. They are marvelous devices. Do I appreciate them? Do I respect them? Do I say, I love you? Do I gently touch myself and say, I love you? You're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you. Do I gently say that of all about me? Do I care? Do I really care? It's about time I do, because everything about me is wonderful. The divine creation of my beingness is absolutely fantastic. I am the ideal of whatever that divine creation is. Now, I am the joy of my life. Are my cells designed to live completely, wholly, perfectly? Are they designed to be wonderful? Are they designed to be in every way magnificent to fulfill their perfect purpose? Does every cell in my body know exactly what it's supposed to do? Does every cell in my body know exactly how it's supposed to perform? Well, yes, it does. And then, sometimes my thought, my ideas about myself or my expectations from myself or others is not quite as perfect as my ideal thought about myself is. Now, that ideal thought of myself, just what is that ideal thought of myself? Just how is that ideal thought of myself? Just what is it and how is it and how does it function? Good thought, isn't it? Very good thought. How does this function? Well, it functions by me saying that all is in divine order. There is only one order for my cells to function in, and that's in divine order. And if I recognize that all of my cells function in divine order, all is in divine order, then I will be expecting them to be that way. They'll be radiating the joy and the magnificence that they are. They'll be outpouring from every cell of my body. There's 70 trillion cells in my body. Fantastic. Just fantastic. Here I am, this magnificent machine, walking around, not appreciating it. The magnificent machine, which is designed to absorb the vitamin D from the sun, from light, which is divined to have everything perfect about it. And if I ever think an imperfect thought, then that is not very good. Now, to carry this a little further, if I look at my hand and I see an imperfect cell on my hand, do I say, you are an imperfect cell on my hand? Or do I say, you are a perfect cell on my hand? Every cell of my hand is absolutely perfect. There's no reason for it not to be. When we heal, we return to our original purity and integrity. And what is the program for healing? What is the program for returning to our original purity and integrity? It means that where it once was sort of broken, a skinned knee, and now that knee is whole and perfect. And the knee heals so beautifully because you don't see it. You don't pay attention to it. It's hidden up by your trousers or by your skirt or by some piece of clothing. Or maybe it's just down there and you're up here in your thinking apparatus. So as you're thinking of these things and as you're considering these things for yourself, consider what your body really is. Is your body an ideal vehicle? Are you an ideal vehicle? Is everything you do wonderful and good and beautiful and fantastic? Is everything you do glorious, beyond imagination? And truly, it is just that. It is glorious beyond imagination. It is wonderful. I have ideal complexion. I have ideal skin. I have ideal cells. Every cell of my body knows exactly what it's supposed to do, and it does it. And I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of my divine circuits, and I know that my divine cells are always doing their right thing. They're always acting in the right way and living in the right way. But this is only something that I can do by my thinking about it. For if I let my thinking getting in the way, then it will be less than perfect for me. And that's not really what I want. What I want is to have everything in divine order. Everything is in divine order. So it's a matter of returning my thoughts to the idea that everything is in divine order. And if I return my thoughts to everything is in divine order, then what happens to me? Then my body, my life, my affairs, everything that I am is in divine order. Now to say all is in divine order, when I look at something that may not appear to be in divine order, is sort of a travesty to my thought. It says you're lying, you're not telling the truth, you're making that up. And is that true? What is the purpose of my skin cells? What is the purpose of every cell of my body? Yeah, uniquely different, uniquely special, uniquely designed. In this fabulous body that I have, it has so many designs in it, for lungs, for eyes, for ears, for nose, for heart, everything. And all of them are going along beautifully, wonderfully, so long as I say all is in divine order. And when I start thinking all is not in divine order, then I begin to throw a monkey wrench into the works, and I mess everything up. It's up to me to constantly, every moment of my life, every moment of my thinking, to say all is in divine order. It is up to me constantly to realize that all is in divine order no matter what. All is in divine order because that is the purpose, that is the manner, that's the reason. Now, I don't need to ask this question, but when does it get out of order? When does it get out of divine order? It gets out of divine order only when I stop thinking all is in divine order. It gets out of order only when I allow it to be out of order. It has only one purpose, one direction, one aspect, divine order. Do you ever look at a perfect body? Do you ever look at some athlete or some person who has a perfect body? Or do you ever watch the shows? Now, you look at the Star Trek shows. They've been on for a long time. And the young people in Star Trek are slim and trim and vital, dynamic. Their bodies are very athletic. They can accomplish whatever they want to accomplish. They're wonderful. And you look at them and you say, how come they can be that way? Well, that they're young, you see. And why is it that when you get older, your body gets out of whack? Well, it doesn't get out of whack. because you get older, your body begins to express less than its ideal form when you begin to think that you are less than your ideal form. If I say to myself, I am less than perfect, if I say to myself, I am less than my ideal form, then my body is going to fulfill that for me. If I say that I am fat, for instance, then my body's going to fulfill that. My body's going to think that I'm fat. But if I say, I am the ideal figure, I am the ideal being, I live in my ideal attitude about myself, then that's just what I'm going to be doing. That's just what I'm going to be having, a life in my ideal form. So, truly, by saying these words, I can put a cause in motion in my thinking, in my attitude, in my life about myself. And as I put this cause in motion about myself, my body reflects it. Now, it doesn't matter whether your body is young or old. It doesn't matter whether you're just a little infant or child. It doesn't matter whether you're a teen, whether you're a young person, or whether you're middle-aged, or whether you're older. Your body always reflects what your thought is about it. A lot of people die in very healthy bodies because they want to move on to their next dimension. And a lot of people live in very unhealthy bodies. And why do they make this choice for themselves? Well, they make the choice for themselves because they think that's what it is. They think that's what is the way to be. A little child always is thought to have a most ideally healthy body because that's the way it's supposed to be. Let's know that at every age of our life, we live in our ideally healthy body because that's what it's supposed to be. And it's not supposed to be any other way than just that. It's not supposed to be any other way than absolutely ideal. All is ideal. I say that. I say that oftentimes until I get tired of saying it or hearing it, or I become in some disbelief of, that, is that really true? And that I continue to say it. And as all of us continue to say this, it is our reality. But all is in divine order. That doesn't just mean your body. It means your life and your affairs and everything about you, so that you live in perfect harmony, that you live in joy, you live in goodness, and you live immortally. How wonderful. Yes, how wonderful that is. Have a wonderful day. Live in your ideal self right now by calling it forth and demonstrating it in your body and your life and your affairs. I love you. I love you. I love you.